And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour or so. Just a little under an hour, starting a little late today. First track is going to be a recording of Sad Goswami Ashtaka. And this is being sung by a Swami named Navayogendra, who has quite a nice voice, very powerful voice actually, when he sings and plays harmonium. After the track, I'll explain a little bit about what some of the Sanskrit verses, the main mantra or last part of the verse that is repeated that you'll hear more often than others. Is Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghu Yuga Shri Jiva Gopalako.
Krishna Kirtan Gana Natan Paro Prema
Sharanya Karo
पदारविंद भजना नंदेन माताली को राधा प्रभुपाद वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजग श्री जीव गोपाल को श्री गौरंग गुणा वर्धने का निपुण कैवल्य निस्तार को आनंदम बोधि कैवल्य निस्तार वंदे रूप सनातन रघु जगो श्री जीव गोपाल को त्यक्त्वा तु रणमशेष मंडलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच साम्रता बदल हरी कल्लोल मगनो मोह गोपी साम्रता बदल हरी बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जगो जीव गोपाल को पूजत कोकिला हंस सरस गण किरणे मयूरा कुले पूजत को नाना रत्न निवाद मूल वित्त श्रीयुक्त वृंदावने
Krishnam Ahanisham Pravajatam Jivardhau Yomudha Radha Pravajatam Jivardhau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujago Sri Jiva Gopala
to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This January at the Rio, catch award winners and cult classics alike. David Fincher's take on the international sensation, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, runs nightly from the 7th until the 12th. January 19th, it's a classic double hitter, with The Boys in the Band at 7, followed by My Own Private Idaho. Friday the 20th, the Rio shakes things up a bit with White Horse live in concert. Midnight movies this month include The Shawshank Redemption, The Shining, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. For more details on any of these or other events, go to riotheater.ca.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
So the first track that they played was a recording of Sat Goswami Astaka, as performed by Navayogendra Swami. One of the verses, that recording is a little bit longer. We played about half of it. Four sets of verses. The one I was going to talk about a little bit was Chaktwar. It's the fourth verse. Chaktwar Twinam Asesha Mandalapati Shainim Sadhatu Chavat. And then there's more. What it's explaining is that, these verses are talking about the six Goswamis of Vrindavan about 500 years ago. They were inhabiting a part of India known as Vrindavan, and they were well known for their renounced nature. In other words, they had given up. In this verse it says Chaktwa Twinam Asesha Mandala Pati. So the word mandala is in there, like mandal. Means the circle of aristocracy, or basically who you know, your the boys' club, basically, like the connection to status in society, including wealth and family connections, all those kind of things. The six Goswamis that were well connected, like some of them were actually from very wealthy families, but due to their intense desire for understanding of their lives and to get to a higher platform, they renounced these things which they considered to be traps on the path to self-realization. In most cases, that's true. But it's actually to do with how you see things. Everything can be used for a higher purpose. That's actually one of the principles of bhakti, or the path of bhakti, or bhakti yoga, is to understand that nothing is actually false, but things may not be what they seem to be. And everything has a temporary nature, at least in when we're dealing with the material world. So the six Goswamis were desiring to be completely absorbed in a spiritual consciousness. Later on, the third part of that verse says, Gopi Bhava Rasam Ritabdi Lahari Kalola Magno Muhur. So Rasam Rit Abdi means an ocean of nectar, or nectarian mellows. Lahari Kalola Magno refers to being absorbed in the ripples and the waves of that ocean. And the last word, Muhu, means again and again, or always and repeatedly. So their desire was to actually be absorbed in this nectarian ocean and of transcendental consciousness. And as a result, that's the meaning of the first line, Chaktwa Twinam Asesha. They gave up those connections to wealth and material things, and they wore tattered cloth and basically lived very, very simply in order to maximize their time for their practice of yoga. Still, if you go to, not necessarily that you have to go to India, but in India you'll see, you can still see sadhus, or those people that have followed a similar kind of path. But there's a higher understanding that in that one does not actually have to do such a thing to be fixed in spiritual consciousness. One just actually has to come to the realization that everything has a proper use, and that if we can understand what the use for everything is, then it becomes doesn't hold us back anymore. One thing that Einstein wrote, which kind of leads us towards the next part of the show. I've got a quote. Albert Einstein said, "A human being is a part of a whole called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty." This is also a quote that was on the website of a gentleman named Krishna Das, and he did some recording with Tolku from New Mexico, and I don't know if others, but under the name of Dhruv Traveler. So the first track I'm going to play for the next set is called Prayer to the Protector. The main mantra that's being chanted, well, the mantras are all to do with Ram or Ramchandra. This is a particular avatar that or incarnation of the Supreme, which has a whole story centered around a place called Ayodhya and other parts of India as well, including Sri Lanka, which was known back then as Lanka. There's a whole bunch of stories attached to Ram, which if I have time I can maybe touch on later on this show. After that there'll be more, there'll be a recording of Hing Step again with Ram Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram, and then some work done by Rai Kuda with some others, the track entitled Vaishnava Bhajan. And we'll also be hearing from Radhanath Swami in there talking about the wandering mind and how to utilize mantra in order to keep it focused and transcend your anxieties. So without further ado, it's Dhruv Traveler with Prayer to the Protector. Listen to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can give us a call if you would like to. 604-822-2487.
Yeah. The mind is called chanchalam, which means always moving around. And Krishna says, from wherever and whenever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one just brings it back. The mind is like a restless, mischievous little child. Yes, I remember one parent told me this, that they tried to child-proof a room. So that the child would be safe. Since the child is just starting to walk, right? Starting to walk and really enthusiastic and wild. And the parents had to do stuff. So they wanted to have a room where the child just wouldn't hurt himself. It was a little boy. Boys are especially very wild. So they just put all cushions down, and they took all sharp things and pointed things and jagged things out of the room. So it was just a room with all nice soft toys and pillows. And they put the child in, and the mother went to do her cooking or whatever, and she just wanted to check. About 5 minutes later, she came in the room, and she saw the little child opened a drawer and found a razor blade. She was horrified. What is this? The one thing that I didn't even know existed, immediately he just zeroed in on that. So what did the mother do? She took the razor blade out of the child's hand and, you know, made sure there was no other razor blades in the drawers that she forgot to see. So the mind is like that child. And the intelligence is meant to be like the mother. Yes? The mother brings the child back into a safe place. And inevitably, the mother knows that the child's going to run to an unsafe place, but she keeps bringing him back to a safe place. So wherever and whenever the mind wanders, as Bhagavad Gita says, yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam ashtana, manas chanchalam, the flickering mind, wherever it runs to, with our intelligence, we bring it back to our focus. We bring it back to the mantra. It can be done in a very graceful way. We don't have to get mad at the mind. Why should the mother get mad at the child? The child's just doing his thing. But she has to do her thing. His thing is to get in trouble, and her thing is to protect him. So just understand that, right? So when the mind wanders, we shouldn't get discouraged. We shouldn't get all, oh, why is my mind like... No, okay, the mind, the intelligence, okay, you're doing, it's expected, come back. Mind wanders, we bring it back to the mantra, bring it back to the mantra. As soon as we're aware that it's off, and in this way, just keep bringing back, keep focusing. And eventually the mantra, or our object of meditation, it purifies the mind. So gradually, little by little, the mind's tendency to run off gets less and less. Why? The Gita says, param drishtva nivartate. Because when the mother gives the child some really nice favorite candy, then the child doesn't run around so much. Because he likes this better than razor blades. So when we gradually, by just bringing the mind back to that divinity in the form of the mantra, gradually the mind starts to taste the sweetness of that mantra. And starts to taste the sweetness of God and thoughts of love and thoughts of devotion. And as we develop that higher taste, the mind's tendency to run all over looking for other things gets less and less and less. And samadhi,
perfection of yoga is when the mind is so absorbed in that higher experience, its inclination for anything else doesn't exist anymore.
Tune into the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune into your local station from sundown to sunup, from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
We're back here on Metro and CATL 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We heard from a variety of different things in the last set. First track was Dhruv Traveler featuring Krishna Das and Tolku and others with a track entitled Prayer to the Protector. And then following that was Hank Stepmix with some other mantras. Avram, Sitaram, Ram, Jai Jai Ram. And then a track by Rai Kuda and with Vaishnava Bhajan that was mixed with Radhanath Swami, talking about the wandering mind and how one can utilize mantra in order to overcome. The word mantra is actually two words, mana and tra, and it means mana means mind. The mantra means something that can control the mind or to liberate the mind from the constant flickering that Radhanath Swami was talking about. Chanchala. Restless or flickering mind. I wanted to play a track of Mama Mana Mandire, which is actually, again, Mama Mai, Mana, mind. Mandire means temple. So this song, which hopefully we have time for, because there's three tracks I wanted to play at the end of the show. Mama Mandire is asking, author is asking that his heart or his mind, interchangeably in the Sanskrit literature, you see that quite often mind and heart are actually interchangeable in the usage. Asking that within the temple of his heart or his mind that he constantly be focused or fixed in transcendental consciousness. I'm also going to be playing two recordings by School of Braj. One is entitled Supreme Goddess Meditations, and the other is entitled Gopi Lullaby. So when they're referring to the Supreme Goddess, it's not referring to those of you that may be familiar a little bit with some of the ancient Indian demigods and goddesses. It's not referring to Durga. It's actually referring to Radha. Durga is considered to be the, in Vedic tradition, the goddess of the material energy. So she is like the personification of the total material energy, all of the different elements and everything. But Radha is actually something higher. Radha is actually the energy of the Supreme Source itself, so it's kind of on a bit of a different platform. But if I get a chance, the last track it will be, as I said, Mama Mana Mandire by Spiritual Skyliner. The first two tracks are going to be by School of Braj. And you can go to, if you're on Facebook, you can search for Mantra Radio and you can find us on there, including old shows, links to podcasts, and also on soundcloud.com or .org.com. You can search for Mantra Radio and you can send us email Mantra Radio Show, it's all one word, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. My name is Raghunath. I'll be back next week, next Thursday, 4 till 5 p.m. here on CATR for another installment of Mantra. Thank you for your calls during the show. Feedback is always nice. Until next week, take care of yourselves. Namaste.
Yashoda Hari ko jagave jago to mohan ne na khola dware khare kal bula rahi hai govind damodar madhave govind damodar madhave govind damodar madhave he krishna he Oh,